Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, hello there. Welcome, my friends. This is Michael Basham. We're discussing some of the dynamics of the Super Soldier program, Russ Dizdar's work, exposing the final end-time army of the Mark of the Beast people. The chosen ones of the dark side of the Force. Well, I like to talk to the end-time army of Jesus, those who are giving their lives via discipleship and who want to live for something rather than to die for nothing. I want to talk to those kind of people. I mean, the Super Soldier Army, I think that's getting exposed more and more. I think there's really an incredible awakening to the whole programs, and not to mention a gigantic spiritual awakening to Christianity. There's a huge revival happening. So we need to get ready, guys. We need to get rested up, prayed up, Bibled up, Holy Spirited up, meditated up. And then also expect a lot of these people coming in, they're going to be not your average typical Joe. They're going to be people that were brainwashed and turned into kind of super soldiers themselves via AI, via not just like brain implant chips. Those are coming too. But already there has been a kind of an MK Ultra programming through the trauma of the last few years. And that's why I believe there's a huge decision to be like, no, I want Jesus. I don't want Satan. So it's very interesting. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it for a few minutes. Got some guy tailgating me through the mountains. Thank you. Alrighty, so thanks for bearing with us here. I know it's annoying sometimes to tune into a podcast and it's like, what's this silly music? Well, sometimes I need silly music to calm myself down because I am so focused on the war 24 hours a day, 49,000% of the time, 500 times per minute, all throughout the year, 75, you get the picture. It makes you crazy. It makes you lose track of who you are. And I've been shattered. I've been broken. I've been just spread throughout the earth like too little butter over too much bread. And I've been broken. And yet God even told me in the midst of my most broken times that I was only tasting a tiny fraction of what he goes through. What our Father in heaven experiences. The brokenness of the little children being abused, trafficked, just the horrible things that go on in the satanic ritual abuse system. And not only Russ Dizdar, if you're interested to learn more, Russ Dizdar did a great job of exposing this, ministering to a lot of victims and survivors. And Dan Duvall has an amazing ministry discussing this from a Christian perspective, so that you don't get too overwhelmed by the dark side of the force. You also understand that God has his super soldier army. I've interviewed Dan. I would love to talk to him again. I wish I interviewed Russ. We have a lot of mutual friends. I need to get in touch with some more of those mutual friends. But anyway, hallelujah. You know, how does that actually work? Like, the Antichrist, the beast system, is not some fictional thing, some biblical prophecy thing that might come true someday. It's very occult, it's very hidden, and it's very strewn about throughout the stars, throughout the solar system and beyond. And utilizing deep state technology, there are bases on other worlds. There's stuff, shenanigans going on that it taps into the time-space continuum. It's basically like Rick and Morty. A lot of shenanigans taking place strewn across a lot of worlds, and you could say a lot of timelines. And it sounds cool, but then you find out that it has to do with the destruction of innocence and the hurting of children and the things that really make God mad in order so that these fallen angels pass along these technologies. So it's a lot of really serious bad hanky-panky, and all the people that I've known that were involved in these programs are super messed up and super confused, and we need to pray for them. But I still find it very interesting to talk about, because I believe God has his end-time army, and there's this huge revival going on, and there are these children that are going to be waking up from the Matrix. They're going to be finding out that, wow, God has a plan for my life, and they may have themselves been a part of kind of soft super soldier MK Ultra kind of Project Montauk, whatever programs. Watch Stranger Things if you need more information. I mean, that's all based off of the kind of stuff we've been talking about for over a decade. And people like James Casbolt and his friends and all of our friends. It's been going on, and God awakened me back in the early 2000s when I was like, I don't know, 17, to join the Navy, join the army of God, join the spiritual armies of God, find out what he has going on, and go out into all the earth and leave America, Babylon, the whore, to kind of discover what else is going on in the world. Because honestly, America, Babylon, the whore didn't give me a whole lot to chew on. It was a lot of fake, watered down, stupid entertainment, addiction to video games and whatever, and partying, and it was just stupid. And I come from the Basham, the legendary legacy of the Basham family. We're like the Highlanders. We're like, we will fight the devil wherever we find him throughout the generations. And that's why I grew my hair out, by the way. No, just kidding. I will cut it as soon as the next lockdown takes place. This haircut is to remind me of when they said you should stay home for 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And the next lockdown, I'll cut it. Otherwise, I'll be stuck with long hair forever, and that's not a bad price to pay to not have to go through more lockdowns. We will continue this fight into the future, into the space-time continuum, and we will discover that these children coming from these revivals, a lot of them were being subjected to the trans stuff, to the weird BLM stuff, to whatever mind control programming was going on in their neck of the woods, and 5G, and just overall the AI. And so really my point is that this next generation of super soldiers are people in your own household. They're people in your schools. They're people in your churches. And they're getting awakened. They're getting turned away from those terrible programs. Used to be like somebody that has these weird stories, you'd find them once in a million, once in a blue moon, and they'd be so full of these bizarre testimonies, you just didn't even know what to do with them all. And then, but now it's like everybody's got it. Everybody's being inundated with this crap. So what do we need to do? We need to be the next generation God's people, super soldiers. I don't know what to make head or tails of the whole programs. You know, the testimonies are so bizarre. Sometimes you don't know if like people were lying or not. But I trust the Christians. The Christians are the ones that you can listen to more than others, and they will fail as well. In the end, only God is true. So make sure you hitch your wagon to his star. Only that train is never going derailed. Ugh, so much is going on. But what I do know is that there's a new army arising, and he gave me a dream this morning of I was in a boot camp. I was going to join the Marines, and everybody was wearing these olive green fatigues, and me and the new recruits, we hadn't even got our fatigues yet. We were so new. And our drill instructor was Tommy Lee Jones, the actor. Brilliant guy. If you know Tommy Lee Jones from Men in Black and so many great movies, he is just one of the most beloved people ever to walk this planet. Like, you just can't help but fall in love with whatever he's doing and just sense that kind of fatherly, you know, approval and disapproval mixed in the same glance of the eye. And he was leading us, and he was kind of designing for us new recruits this program to join the Marines. And it was a serious program. It was not going to be easy. And we were there, and we were kind of all of us wondering what to expect and what was going to happen and whatnot. And I just felt love from this gentleman. I felt like maybe it was actually an angel disguised as Tommy Lee Jones. Like, I don't think it was actually the actor in my dream. I think now, looking back, I feel like it was an angel. And the Lord told me that he's beginning to send us on new recruiting missions and programs in the spirit. But we have to be almost like, and I was like in my, I don't know, late teens or something, like early 20s. It was just the sense of being super young and everybody around us really, really young. And, you know, you'd have that feeling like, what are we doing? What's going on? And I don't know. It was just this amazing dream. I was working out with some super buff Taiwanese guy, and we were just kind of all preparing to be in the Marines together. I remember going to an area of training where there were these consoles, like arcades in a video game arcade, and one of them, I saw a friend of mine who I know was in the military, 101st Airborne Army, and he was in this thing, like, getting training how to survive, like, drowning in case your vehicle crashed into the ocean. And so it would simulate drowning a little bit, but then you would kind of practice how to get out of your vehicle. It was really detailed. It was really vivid. And I remember looking at the console and it was super airtight. And I saw the guy and it was like basically like induced waterboarding, like not a very fun game if you think about it. But he got out of it okay. I remember just thinking like, wow, there's no sound coming out of it. Like they really, really built this thing really well. Like you would step into this tank and it would just submerge you and into water, and you would have to perform certain tasks to unlock yourself or unhitch yourself. It was crazy. But that's the main gist of the dream. And there was like stuff happening with the other recruits and communication and whatever. But when I turn back to our daily waking life, you know, there's going to be people coming from these programs that have been saved through these revivals, even just watching the revivals on YouTube streams or TikTok streams. They're going to feel the Holy Spirit and they're going to be like, please teach me. So get ready. And maybe we ourselves in the Spirit, we need to join these programs in the Spirit. God is preparing an army to also help heal. We're going to basically be winning people from the enemy's camp into our camp. And we have to also be ready for embedded enemy programming where they're going to try to like take down our camp through programmed super soldiers that pretend to be Christian. That's also a main mega issue across the board. So we need wisdom. We need angels. We need the Holy Spirit. And we can only depend on the Holy Spirit. All right, guys. Love y'all. Thank you for joining us tonight and for listening to the rambling, crazy, just words of a madman. But these words have power because I'm speaking the word of truth. And I've spent my entire life seeking for wisdom as hidden treasures. I'm not perfect at all. Don't follow me, but follow Jesus. Subscribe to Jesus and make sure you donate to Jesus. Jesus has a Patreon and a PayPal. And seek him every day, who you should support. And bless you all. And we thank you and bless you. Bye-bye.